Out the Sun in the Morning and the Moon at Night was written by the incomparable Irving Berlin for his 1946 musical, Can You Get Your Gun? This musical also included hits such as There's No Business Like Show Business and Anything You Can Do. Originally sung by Ethel Merman, Can You Get Your Gun received Tony Awards for its 1999 revival starring Bernadetta Peters. This song speaks of the beauty and joy that can be found in simple things in life, which actually aren't things at all.
Combined several popular songs from the mid-1800s. Charlottetown, the title song, is a traditional American folk song about the battle in Charlotte, North Carolina during the Civil War. Other songs you will recognize include Camptown Races by Stephen Foster and brief quotes from O Susanna and Dixie.
Going to run all night, going to run all day. I've
bet my money on the bobtail neck. Somebody bet on the bay.
Throw the towel in. It's easier than putting up a fight. No one's there. Hi, I'm Jenna Schindler, and this is my testimony. I really believe that God can change a person, and even if he doesn't change them completely, he can work in them. That's what I believe God is doing in my life, and it will eventually build up to me changing completely for the better, and I really trust him on that. Trust is an issue I'd have to deal with my whole life. It all started when I was born. I was born with a hole in my heart and a fragile neck. Therefore, I wasn't supposed to live. A little after I turned 5, I had open heart surgery. Now, I really had to trust that God would get me through it, and I would hopefully live. I had a very successful surgery, and today my heart has never been healthier. I'm even able to participate in sports such as soccer and swimming. My trust is still in God today. Just recently, my dad shut down his company and is currently looking for a job. All I can do is pray and trust that God will provide for all my needs. Thank you.
Faith in the past couple years and just been going through some hard times. 2 years ago, my grandpa found out that he had scar tissue on his heart and he had to go into open heart surgery. And I later found out that my other grandpa had the same problem and that they were going to have their surgeries on the same day. During their surgery, I remember I was in school and all I could think about was that, and I was just praying as hard as I could and as much as I could during that time. And then after the surgery, I got home from school, and my mom said that one of my grandpas was fine. Everything was great. But my other grandpa had to go back into open heart surgery because he had more scar tissue that they didn't see before. And so while he was in the hospital getting his surgery done, we got a call, and they said that the grandpa that they thought was okay, his heart had stopped, and that they were taking him into emergency to try and get him to breathe again. And it was in the middle of the night when they called us, so my parents went to the hospital to be with him. remember I couldn't sleep, and I just started praying, and I prayed for longer than I've ever prayed before, and I just gave it all to God, and I said, do whatever you want with it. It's yours, and it's your plans. And so then right when I decided I was going to go to sleep, and we had the aftershock from the earthquake, and not even 5 seconds later, my phone rang, and it was my mom, and she said, your grandpa's fine. They got his heart going. And so then I knew that I could sleep, and I was that things were going to be better. And so the next day, my mom told me that my other grandpa, his surgery went fine, and that everything was okay. And so just now I know, give it all to God, have faith in him, and he will help you through it.
Share my testimony. I got saved when I was 6. I didn't really know what that meant. Just like, my mom and dad were Christian their whole life, so I was like, I guess I'm going to do what my mom and dad are doing. But later, in 6th grade, I started doing a lot of stuff that I shouldn't have been doing. And my grandma had died the year before. And I was like, God, why did you do that? If you love me, why would you do that? I was like, well, why? This doesn't make any sense. So I was like, I don't care what God says anymore. I'm just going to do whatever I feel like because he can take my grandma away. I don't have to follow him. And really, nothing that I did in that time was exciting. And when I was at church camp later that year, and they said, if you want to be saved, come up. And I was crying. I went up there. They were praying for me. And then my leg started shaking. I was like, you really are here. And that was exciting. Because, like, all the stuff that I had done before that, that didn't help me at all. It wasn't doing anything. It didn't fill my life at all. I just thought it did. And this past year, my grandpa, he was hit by a car, and he died. And God really helped me through that, and he helped me help my dad. I was at a church. We were doing a little retreat. And my dad was with my youth pastor, and they were in the hallway. And my youth pastor came back, and he said, "Nick, it's time to go. Your dad wants to leave right now." And so we walk out, and I see my dad crying, and I knew something was wrong. And he said, "Nick," he said, "Grandpa just got hit by a car and died." And I just stood there, and I didn't know what to think. Started crying, and I said, "Dad, are we leaving to New York? Because that's where we're supposed to go." And he said, "Yeah." So we started driving, and his Bible was in the car. And I was reading the Bible, and I read a verse. I can't remember it now, but I said, "Dad, you have to see this. Look at it." It was in Revelations, and I said, "Dad, at least we know he's in heaven with Jesus. The angels are singing a song." And my dad said, "Yes, son." He said, "You're going to be a great preacher when you grow up."
You need not fear the terror of the night. Dayton Christian, and I'm here to share my testimony. About 3, maybe 4 years ago, my stepbrother passed away due to a drug overdosage. And at first, I just didn't know what to think. I mean, I just started crying the second I heard the news. I remember I was in the living room with my mom, and they called my mom and said, they told her that he had overdosed and he was in the hospital and that he wasn't going to make it. And we just started crying. And we didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. And so, after a while, I started to adjust to the idea that I would never see my brother again. And it just put me in a really, really dark place. I mean, I didn't want to talk to people for a long time. I didn't want to tell people what I was feeling. And so, after a while, I just couldn't take it. I just was sick of the idea of never seeing him again. But I began to realize that I was being really selfish, that I didn't think that God had the right to take someone I love from me. But he did, because God put us on this earth, and he can take us when he wants to. And, you know, I began to realize that after, you know, reading in my Bible and going to sermons and going to youth camp, and I was so selfish. And God just put peace over me, that just because my brother wasn't going to be with me anymore didn't mean that I couldn't live out his dreams or remember him. And even though things may not go the way we want them to at first, in the end, everything's going to work out for the glory of God, because he does what he wants to show glory to him.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong,
Our next song, Hinamatov, begins in Hebrew, and then you will hear the English translation. It comes from Psalms 133. How good and pleasant is it when our brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore.
Saved. It was an awesome point in my relationship with God. I'd been ignoring that gut feeling for so long, and as I look back, I wish I could have responded to God earlier. But what's cool is I've been reading in Acts for devotions that about suffering for Christ. And as of this year, I would include myself in the popular group. I find it hard to conform to this world, but I know God will help me. Another cool thing is I've got to share devotions with my class. I really enjoyed that experience. And now as I look into the future, I can see God using me in great ways. I don't know how yet, but I know it will be something awesome.
Love the Lord is the next song we are going to sing. In Luke 10:25-28, on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live."